7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Something smells good. All right, let's go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that does, of course, mean that it's time to begin another exciting episode of the Hadubius Goals Committee. Oh, baby, yeah. That's right, Dubious Goals Committee. And let's see, 9 meters to my right, I have a bunny. Hi, Mr. Bun. It's the Mr. Bun who's always sitting here right here in the lawn eating. So you may be asking yourself, Tobe, where are you? What are you doing? Well, down here at the creek today, I see a butterfly. He's butterflying around. And I see a bun. I'm looking into the trees here, standing here on the surface, looking for owls in the trees. I don't see any. All right, so what's going on? Well, we have an interesting day today. It's very overcast. And I thought it was going to be nice and cool. And it's not like cool. It's about 24, 25 degrees. But it's overcast, so there's no sun. And there's a very light breeze. So, you know, maybe we got something going on here. Let's go down into the creek and see what's up. And so I just walked around my bunny friend. I've been training him. He lives right around here. So every time I have to walk around him, I make sure I'm not walking towards him. I walk around, make sure... Oh, no, false alarm. Yeah, that's just dog poop. So I'm walking under the canopy here. And there's some poop right in the middle of the trail. But it is dog poop, not fox poop. I was very excited there for a second. And there's something... What was that? There was a sound, but it was not a continued sound, so maybe that was just a bird in the leaves somewhere. Something smells good. There's some delicious blooming plant nearby. I think it's this thing with the flowers on it. Let's go up here and smell it. Are you the... Yep. Yes, it's... Ow, thorns. Ow, son of a... Okay, yeah, it's this plant, whatever it is. It's got white flowers on it. Smells very good. It also has thorns, so don't grab it. Like I just did. Okay. We're gonna make our way down here into the creek. And see what's going on. I wonder if it's going to rain. Of course, the Weather Channel said it was going to rain, but they've been saying it's going to rain for the last... insert unknown time unit here. And so, who knows if it's actually going to rain or not. I have to doubt it. All right, walking up to the water here. I see a birdie. Hi, birdie. I see no golf balls. Including the ones that I've left down here, which means some golf ball hunters have been down here recently. Good for them. They got 5 or 6 white golf balls and 2 yellow golf balls. Congratulations. Okay. Well, I slept really well. I slept like a brick. I only remember waking up like once. And that was just to roll over. And I thought, oh, this is great. I'm so tired and so sleepy. Oh. Yeah, so I'm feeling kind of... Yeah, I'm feeling kind of good. And I think we're going to have to walk upstream here. So we can look up into the trees and see if we can find any... what was that sound, to see if we can find any big birds. Because I like my big, chunky owl buddies. I'm just staring up into trees right now. Do-do-do-do-do. All right. So, you might also be glad to hear that yesterday, last evening, around 6 o'clock or so, 6 p.m. local time, I went out of my driveway with my chalk and I did another panda shoot. And this time it was a little bit more fancy. Ooh, what's that over there? Black squirrel. Hi, buddy. Yeah, he's happy. He's jumping around. Wait, whoa. I'm hearing quacks, but I thought I heard quacks, but I thought, are there ducks up in the tree? Ducks don't like to hang out in trees. Maybe it's an audio illusion. Where is that coming from? Is there a duck up here? It sounded like a mallard. Did I just walk through a web? Yes, I did. Web face. I don't see any ducks up there. Weird. Right, so as I was saying, I went out on my driveway with my stencils and all my spray chalk, and I did another little thing. Panda shoot. It's a green panda, two colors. He's got a red parachute, and he's floating down in between some clouds. And there's a sun behind the cloud and one of the clouds, and there's stars up above the clouds, and it just says panda shoot. And I took a picture, but it was at a bad time of day. The sun's on that side. I couldn't get a picture without my shadow in the picture, ruining the art. So I haven't really done that yet. I should do that now. Because if it rains, you know, I thought it was going to be sunny and hot for the next week like they said it was going to, but no. Suddenly, the weather forecast changes in a mere 8 hours. This is how inaccurate they are. They can't be 8 hours ahead. That seems... Well, I don't know anything about weather prognostication, but I'm sure I could fake it if I had to. Okay, well, I'm not seeing any signs of owls in this zone, in this area. Huh. I'm not hearing any evidence of owls either. If there was an owl flying around, there would be birds making noise. They would have a problem with that. And I don't hear any bird umbrage at this time. So I'm walking back in the direction I came from, wondering if we should go down to the first tee golf ball zone. Yeah, I'm feeling okay. I think we might just have to do that. Think we might just have to. Okay. I'm going to scan that slope over there for golf balls. I think I see a white golf ball. Not worth going over there. What else do we got? All right, so what else have I been doing? Seems like I did something interesting. Why do I hear children? School isn't out yet, is it? Okay, so let's get down here, jump into the creek, see what there is to see. Oh, hi, birdie. There's a birdie right here. Did we get some... I'm starting to wonder if we got a little bit of rain overnight because the water level is a little bit higher. It looks like there's been water flowing through here. Yes, and look, there's water flowing right now. Okay. I'm probably thinking that this is people watering their lawns and not rain. All right, that's cool. So now I'm walking down the middle of the creek. And I'm really trying not to slip into the water here. This is the tricky part. All right, now we're clear. Ooh. One of the things that I've been doing recently when I'm not, you know, watching all my sports and, you know, doing all my electronical stuff, I've been watching this anime. As the committee is aware, I'm a big fan of, like, shoujo anime, school romance anime, the funny stuff. And the other day I was looking for something to watch, and something popped up that I wasn't previously aware of, and I decided to watch it, so I did. And it was kind of funny and cute, and I kept watching it. But it's a little bit younger than what I normally watch. You know, normally I'm watching stuff that takes place in junior high and high school. This is all about 12-year-olds. That's actually the title. 12 Sai something. Wait, what's 12 in Japanese again? Juni Sai something 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 something. Kita. Juni Sai Kita. Munekyun. No. And it's about these 6th grade kids. Oh yeah, don't forget, the Japanese count age differently. They count your age is the year of your life that you are currently experiencing. Whereas here in the United States, our age is the number of years we have lived, that we have completed. So yeah, Japanese age, subtract 1 to get American age. What does that sound? Oh, it's just birds over there. Okay. Oh, so I've been watching this. Actually, I'm done watching it now. Over the last couple days. It's cute. It's about this little girl named Hanabi, which is, I don't know, is it my most absolute favorite name, Japanese name? It might be. Because Hanabi is the word for fireworks. I think the word hanabi is literally pretty flowers. As a child, I thought it might have been fire flowers, but I have since recently learned that bi, as in bishoujo or bishonen, bijutsu, oh, bi, that means pretty, beautiful. And so, you learn something every day, don't you? I'm looking for golf balls. I'm just looking for golf balls. I don't see anything. Hanabi. It does not mean fire flowers. I think it means pretty flower. And her family name is Ayase. And I don't know what that means, but it's probably something great. And she has a boyfriend. And his name is Takao. Ooh, nope, damn it. I saw something sort of orangish over here, and I thought, oh, orange golf ball? No, it's not an orange golf ball. Squirrel over there in the leaves making noise. Bird over there making noise in the leaves. Oh, here's a golf ball. It's a white golf ball. Do I want it? Let's check it to make sure it's nothing important. It is nothing important. We're leaving it there. So I've been watching this anime, and it was okay. It was pretty good. It made me laugh a couple times, but it was a little bit too young for me in the conflict and in the storytelling. Generally speaking. Okay, well, I guess this is going to be a no golf ball day. But still, it was pretty fun to watch, and I liked the art. And the guy, the boyfriend, is so smooth that he's funny. Okay, right? One of those guys. Oh, good stuff. Okay, well, I'm standing here. I'm not seeing anything. So I guess I need to tell you about this other idea that I had. I had this idea a couple days ago. I even wrote it down because I thought, oh, it's such a good idea. No, I wrote it down just so I could remember it. And then, like, the next day after I wrote it down, I was like, this isn't that good of an idea. And so I've been thinking about it. And yeah, it's not a good idea at all. And that's why I'm going to tell you about it anyway. Because, you know, there's a certain faction of the Dubious Goals Committee that thinks I'm some kind of... that I'm some kind of infallible godhead. What is this squirrel doing right here? I could almost reach out and grab this guy. He's 2 meters away. What are you doing, fluffy butt? Hi. Oh, and so what's he do? He jumps towards me onto a tree, but yeah. Hi. Oh my God, I almost could have reached out and grabbed him. Hi, buddy. Who's having fun? You having fun in the creek today? Me too. We're having creek buddy fun. I'm creek buddies with a squirrel now. So that's cool. What was I talking about? Oh, the game. Yeah, this idea. Once again, I had an idea that basically popped into my mind as a joke. Or a throwaway one-liner. Bugs are on me. Bugs are no longer on me. And what stupid idea did I think of? Are you ready? A non-radio, the trading card game. Yeah, I know, right? What? Okay, yeah, it's funny. The idea is funny. You think, a non-radio, the trading card game. Okay, yeah, that's a subject matter that wouldn't have a trading card game, or so you would think. You know, yeah, okay, ha. But then you're struck with the idea of, yeah, well, wait a minute. Could you do that? Could you actually make an on-radio trading card game? Well, yeah. Now I do see a colored golf ball. It's up in the golf ball eating ravine. How did I not see that before? Oh, it's at a very strange angle. Ow. I just kicked a log and it broke a stick off. Hey, what is that? I think it's an orange. Hi, birdie. We're never going to be able to get that because it's on the other side and it's basically on a cliff and it's just not falling down the cliff thanks to some leaves. Let's get closer. Wait, do I need a stick? Is the solution to this problem a stick? No sticks are that long. Actually need a barge pole for this. And there's no barges for miles. Okay, so now we have some kind of problem we need to solve. Is this a problem? Let's grab a couple pieces of this bark. Oh, big fat spider under that one. You can stay there, buddy. Leave his bark where I found it. Right. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, great. Tobe just got distracted. He's in the middle of telling us about the Anon Radio trading card game. And suddenly he sees a golf ball. So everything has to stop. Here's a white golf ball in the water. It's a top flight number one. And I don't give a crap. Okay. I'm working my way up to the foot of the cliff here. Really want to step on this and walk on it, but I don't think this will support me. Maybe it will. Up to here anyway. What are you thinking, Tobe? Well, I'm thinking that maybe I can throw this piece of bark and hit that golf ball and make it fall down here where I can grab it. Or not. Because I missed. Ugh, how is that possible? I think I just uncovered another golf ball too. Now, we could stand here and we could throw things all day. But is that actually gonna do anything for me, or just make me sick? This is how we make ourselves sick, Tobe. Let's not do this. The white golf ball's in the water here. Is there another way? No. You know, I did start a new orange jug, and I do need orange balls, but I'm not gonna put a lot of effort into that, because it's a lot warmer than I thought, or as I think it is, and we need to play it safe. So we're actually going to forget that golf ball, because it will eventually fall down, and I will retrieve it at that time. I do not need it right now. What I need right now is to tell you about the Anon Radio trading card game, which I have not started to develop, and it's unlikely that I actually will, but it's still an idea. But what is this game? How do you play it? Well, I was sort of thinking that, okay, you get these cards, and each card is a show on Anon Radio, and the card has statistics. And then you fight. And I thought, well, that's not good, though. Is that really in the spirit of Anon Radio? The shows are battling each other? That's not really what's happening. That's not a model of what's going on. But, you know, I just thought it would be funny to listen to people say, okay, I counter your now hear the words with intergalactic wasabi mix in defense mode. Okay, right? You know, think of people speaking Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, and Yu-Gi-Oh language, but instead they're saying names of Anon Radio shows. And I thought, yeah, that would be an easy game to whip up, but there's not a huge number of shows. It is finite. Is that enough to make a deck of cards? And do you really want to be fighting? Do you, the margin has defeated dubious goals committee. Is that what we need? I don't know if that's what we need. So I thought, okay, well, maybe there's a different game mechanic or concept that we could use. Okay, sun went back behind the clouds, so I'm going to climb out of here. Maybe it's some kind of cooperative game. You know, let's build a radio station. We all have shows, and we need to put them together and in just the right order so that they work. Something of this nature, perhaps. I don't know. All I know is that I don't want to design cards. if there's one thing I hate, here's the weird irony. When I was so young that I was an idiot, still, Tobe, a bigger idiot than you are now? Yeah, that's possible. That happened. I was there. I used to love the fluff in games. You know, you'd be reading the rules, and every once in a while there's a short paragraph describing gameplay, or the scenario, or the background idea of why the game is being played, right? This is the fluff. Has no bearing on the actual game itself, etc. I used to love that. And I still love that. But that doesn't mean that I want to write this myself. Oh yeah, we kind of got an air quality day here. I can see cottonwood falling, cotton. I'm up on the sidewalk, walking along the side of the creek here, looking for owls. Vaguely heading towards the school and the golf course parking lot. Cottonwood falling out of the trees, floating around lugubriously. So yeah, Anon Radio, the trading card game. How do you play it? I don't know. Haven't gotten that far. Oh, wait. Is this the bush that smells so yummy? Is this the delicious... Yes, it is. Mmm. Oh, it smells so good. Oh, I want candy that is this flavor. And this is why I have to go back to college. To the college. I have to go to science college so I can learn flavor chemistry. And I think you have to go to Ohio State for that. I'm not sure. I'll ask the emeritus. The guy he got his PhD from was the flavor guy. The flavor guy. All the artificial flavors and everything that you're eating right now. Yeah, all one guy. Anyway, I gotta learn flavor science. And maybe, you know, advanced candy science. I already know basic candy science. But I need to learn advanced. Maybe there's gotta be a good school in Japan for this, because, man, that is. They have the best candy science in Japan. And that's one thing that they overtook the United States. You know, when was that? That was sometime in the late 70s or early 80s. Japan started making better candy. And now that they've really overtaken us here in the States. I don't have a problem with that. I have good access to candy from around the world. All right, well, I'm kind of, sort of, back to my car. And now I kind of want candy. Did I tell you about the key lime pie licorice that I had? That was, no. It's not important. It wasn't that good. But it was an interesting concept. Okay, here comes a bicyclist. Here come two bicyclists. I don't believe it. They're not wearing yellow jerseys. How can this be possible? Well, they've got their race jerseys on, though. I don't see my owls. But, yeah. Huh, I'm amazed. This isn't the Tour de France. I'm shocked. Don't I have a race today or something? Anyway, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every goddamn day at 19:30 UTC, right after the Anon Radio trading card game finale. Yeah, end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Down the drain. I think I'm going to have to drink some cola. want some cola-flavored beverage. All right, I'm out of here. Bye-bye-bye.